KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday, the 27th day of September for 2017. In the news today, Calaveras Unified School District teachers are one step closer to a district-wide strike today. According to CUEA President Lorraine Angel, 95% of its members voted over a four-day period to give the go-ahead to call a work stoppage. From September 18th through the 21st, 138 ballots were cast, of which 130 voted yes, 7 voted no, and 1 voter abstained. A combination of class size, safety, and salary are at the heart of the union's concerns. The strike authorization sets up a critical time in the long-standing talks between the union and the Calaveras Unified School District's Board of Trustees. The district has argued that the funds needed to address union demands are unattainable at this time. The authorization of the strike vote allows the classified staff, who also reached an impasse in negotiations last month, to engage in a sympathy strike with the teachers' union. Angel says that a tentative date has not been planned for the walkout and that the union must give a two-day notice to the district before a walkout can legally occur. Both sides are expected to return to the bargaining table later today in what could be the final attempt to avoid a teacher walkout.
Well, a Valley Springs man taken into custody Monday on allegations of child pornography. Calaveras Sheriff detectives assisted agents from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, in the service of an arrest warrant on 29-year-old Nicholas Watkins of Valley Springs. Now, Watkins taken into custody at a business in Mountain Ranch without incident, turned over to FBI agents. Watkins was booked on allegations for violating U.S. Code Title 18 pertaining to certain activities relating to material involving the sexual exploitation of minors. Again, booked for U.S. Code Title 18 pertaining to certain activities relating to material involving the sexual exploitation of minors.
So I believe he was booked on those charges in Fresno. Is that correct?
He was transported to Fresno County Jail, where he was booked, correct.
So we're not quite sure if those charges are coming out of Fresno or where, because he was arrested by the FBI. Well, city infrastructure projects were the focus of last night's Jackson City Council meeting. City Engineer Weber Geo gave a report on some 10 different projects currently underway in the city, the majority of which are efforts to repair damage from last winter's heavy storm season, including repairs to the Sewer Treatment Access Road, Kennedy Mine Trail, and Spun Road. Progress on most of these projects depends on approval from either FEMA or its state equivalent, Cal OES. Now, this is all in order for the city to gain the funding needed to complete these projects. Three major bridge replacement projects, Pitt Street, South Street, and French Bar, likewise depend entirely on funding from Caltrans and meeting all Caltrans requirements. Work on the Caltrans-funded bridge projects is not expected until 2019 or 2020. In a related item, the council approved sending a letter to Congressman Tom McClintock asking for his assistance with FEMA to include repairs to the Boosie parking lot in its disaster funding. A landslide caused by winter storm damage to the parking lot has not been approved by FEMA so far. In other business, the council reviewed city finances from the last fiscal year and approved a permit for the Big Game Rally to be held on the evening of October 4th on Main Street in Jackson.
Well, a West Point man injured early Monday in a solo vehicle accident. According to Highway Patrol, Ronald Wilson, driving east on 26 near Stormy Lane when he allowed his vehicle to enter the north shoulder and hit a tree. Wilson was transported by air ambulance to Memorial Medical Center in Modesto. CHP reports alcohol and or drugs not believed to be a factor in the collision.
And Caltrans is now accepting applications for individuals interested in becoming chain installers. Permits are available for Highways 4, 88, 89, 108, and 207. That's in Amador, Calaveras, Alpine, and Tuolumne counties. A mandatory orientation class for new applicants will be held on Thursday, October 26th, 9 a.m. at the Caltrans Maintenance Office in Angels Camp. A written and performance exam will be held immediately following the orientation. Successful applicants may purchase their permits after the exam. The cost for the permit and identification bib is $200. Returning chain installers with no violations are not required to attend the orientation and may purchase their 2017-18 permit from the Caltrans Maintenance Office in Angels Camp. Now, for additional information on the chain installer program, call the Maintenance Office in Angels at 736-0187.
And Hospice of Amador and Calaveras held their signature fundraising event of the year, the 18th Annual Art on the Lawn Art Auction, held again this year at Carmare Winery. This past Friday's main events, a raffle, live auction, and last one standing call to action all contributed to more than $48,000 raised. Now, according to a hospice spokesperson, over 90% of the monies raised will go straight toward hospice care services and programs. Now, the night was made possible by the many generous donations of sponsors, guests, artists, volunteers, and musicians. For more information on Hospice of Amador and Calaveras, please call 223-5500.
And with the big red barn as the backdrop, Rancho Royal Seco Ranch will host its 11th annual community fundraiser on Saturday. This year, the proceeds from the event will go towards the purchase of a video digital scoreboard for the Argonaut High School Stadium. In addition, it will support the video production vocational course offered at the school. They hope to raise somewhere between $25,000 to $30,000. Tickets are $30 each. They can be purchased at Argonaut High School, or I talked to Sharon Long yesterday. You can even purchase them at the door. If you want more info, you can call Sharon Long at 304-5118.
And if you travel along New York Ranch Road, prepare for delays over the next 6 weeks. And we have received several calls here to the station on this. According to Jackson City building official Mike Hooper, New York Ranch between China Graveyard and Court Street will be reduced to one lane with traffic control signals 24 hours, beginning today through Friday. Now, that's 24 hours a day that those signals will be in effect there. That's through November 3rd. The closure will be in effect due to road reconstruction and pedestrian improvements. Hooper says to find an alternate route when possible. As delays are expected, you can give them a call at 223-1646 for more information.
We're trying to get Mike to drop in sometime before 9 o'clock this morning to see if we can find out a little bit more on this project. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning, the 27th day of September, from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting.